than Tim Van Born, and you'll have a chance today to win, possibly if you become the leader in the contest. Cousin subs for a year. You can't win it today, but you could become the leader for today. All right. Where do we stand? Let's see. We have David Bakhtiari. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. This is in regards to his artificial turf issue or why he didn't play in the game against Atlanta. Take it away.
If I wasn't going to play on turf, I'd probably make more of a ruckus. My brother loves drama, and he told me he was going to do it. I'm like, go right ahead. I don't care what you do. It's your social media. And no, that was not the reason at all. If it was going to be, it'd be something. It would definitely be something different. But no, I mean, I clearly have an injury that's been up and dealing with. And I think that like a lot of just journalism, I think anyone here that didn't run with the story, Bob, I don't know if you did or didn't.
Did not.
Well, anyone who did should definitely make sure to right wrongs. Because if you don't, then is that really journalism? If it's only just a hot topic or the lowest hanging fruit? Well, that's a question.
All right. I don't know what the issue is like about the media that doesn't. The media, the issue has become an issue because of the way Matt LaFleur's talked about it. After the game, we'll have Jason Wilde. Bakhtiari, I don't know if he was available after the game to say why he didn't play. I don't think he was. We'll hear about Jason Wilde. So the premise of blaming the media is just a joke. I mean, no one went with that they knew for sure that it's why he didn't play. Everybody just wondered the why, and I'm still wondering now why Matt LaFleur was so mad. And there would have been no incorrect information in terms of saying that it was possible if Bakhtiari just would have said after the game he was hurt, and if LaFleur had said after the game he was hurt. It's just totally bizarre, and that's why it's become the big issue that it is, because they've made it a big issue by the way they've handled it. 1-800-990-3776. I don't know where it stands. Somebody is reporting that Bakhtiari is expected to miss week 3. Well, I'll have everybody on Bakhtiari. Bakhtiari is a question mark unless they rule him out for every game. Anybody that's never practicing has an injury that's serious. My assumption has been that they believe in Bakhtiari and they're trying to figure out a way that he can play the most games possible given his injury. Then if I'm the head coach, I would assume every Sunday that he's not playing. And then if it turns out he is, that's an easy problem to have to deal with. But I'm going to set up every prep for every game with the possibility and understanding that David Bakhtiari is not going to play. And why do I do that? Because he never practices. 1-800-990-3776. Mark in Milwaukee, you're on the Homer Hour. The best 60 minutes of your life. That's such a great phrase.
Well, it's Trucker Mark. You must have missed that part, but it's all good.
That's fine. We're new to Trucker Mark.
Are you?
Nah. Yeah.
Three quick notes.
Three quick notes. Yeah. All right. One.
I'm going to try to. Ben Brust, I think, is the loudest person in any given hour on the radio, just to defend you from last week's comment saying that you were loud. Two,
He's
I think we need more than 1 hour with you. I think he yells than you
Ben
do.
Ben Brust is louder than I am? Really?
Slightly, yeah.
Wow, but all right.
I was just at your defense from last week. So I think we need more than 1 hour of MC Homer Hedge also, personally.
Nice.
Thirdly,
nice.
I think this the story's a little overblown now. And the thing with his brother, I think it's a generational thing. I mean, some people are hype about it. I don't care what people say about me. It's whatever. If you want to know what I got to say or if there's something up with me, I'll tell you.
Explain to me, what's generational about that he's saying whatever my brother does, it's his social media, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, whatever he does on his social media is on him. That's him. That's his business. That's whatever he wants to say. If you really want to know what's up with me, you come and ask
me. Yeah, but then, and then I don't know, I missed Jason Wilde. Then why didn't Bakhtiari after the game say I didn't play because I was hurt?
I don't think he was available. I don't think he made himself available. Well,
again, why wasn't he available?
Earlier saying that, I suppose, I forgot what his name was, but he said something when he was interviewing him that after the game, it's just he doesn't talk to anybody. He's just done and gone or something like that. And then the next day, there's nobody's talking to nobody. And then now he's talking to people today, I guess. So,
all right. Okay. All right. I don't know what's normally done. And he may have not thought, he may have assumed that they would just say he didn't play because he was hurt. I guess that's possible.
I think LaFleur's just trying to, like, not only show his hand if he already knew. You don't want to show your hand, your game plan. You leave the other team in question.
Oh, come on. You have a player that isn't practicing all week, right?
Right, and then he played in the Bear game.
Right, so everybody is going to.
So they don't know if he's playing in this game or not.
No. Everybody's going to prep. Hold on. This is like Pop Warner. Everybody's going to prep, as coaches say, for Bakhtiari playing, correct?
I believe so. They should.
Yes, and if in fact Bakhtiari doesn't play, then we have another plan. We're going to kick the butt out of him because Bakhtiari's good and the guy filling it isn't as good. This is junior high football.
Then you start stretching them out in thought. Yeah, you start stretching them out in thought, and it's like,
what do you mean stretching them out in thought? Everybody who plays the Packers all year is going to prepare for Bakhtiari and also have a plan in case he doesn't play.
As they should.
Right? Yes. Right. And so this, like, oh, whatever they said, it's just idiotic, but some coaches do it fine. This is more like, could have solved the problem, and I guess he chooses not to, but wait until the day, and, or maybe he can say, I didn't know that people were talking about this, or I don't know. We'll talk with Jason. I don't know what expectations were late last week as to whether that was he questionable or not questionable, or they added him to questionable, but... and then again, Bakhtiari didn't talk, but LaFleur, why didn't Bakhtiari play? He's got a bad knee. Every game is iffy. Next, but what about artificial turf? He's got a bad knee. Every game is questionable whether he's going to play artificial turf or not. How hard is that? Do you think he would have played if it was a regular grass? No, he's hurt. It's not about it. He's got a bad knee. Some weeks he's going to play. Some weeks he's not going to play. Artificial turf has nothing to do with it. It's over. So, thanks, Trucker Mark. I know this MJ Hurley sources tell me that David Bakhtiari is not expected to play against Saturday against the Saints. Well, it could very easily be the case. I said I don't think he's going to play. He's going to play both games. So he's not. If he's not going to play this one, then I would hope to do play against the Lions. But every game for David Bakhtiari is iffy. I believe the plan was put together in order to put together a plan that would get David Bakhtiari on the field as many games as possible. Right now he's 1-1, and maybe he's going to be 1-2. Do we have Jason Wilde?
We do not.
Okay, well, give Mad Max, because we already got one break in. So I shouldn't take another break now, right?
It's all up to you, Homer. If you want to take a break, we can.
Nah,
we should try
to call Jason Wilde, and I'll still continue. David, I'll tell you for me. Thanks, Burger Mark, that he's available, because this is the time he normally comes on. I took a break. The earliest break of my career, because I was afraid that I was addressing some technical difficulties that didn't occur. there was a discussion while I didn't get on the show that I heard about the who do I worry about, the offense or the defense. I worry about the offense way more because of all the injuries. I mean, you have Christian Watson, David Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones, and Elton Jenkins. Elton Jenkins is going to be out a couple weeks. Bakhtiari is always iffy. I guess Christian Watson was back at practice, but then Jones doesn't appear to be making much progress. That's one version. Yeah, with those injuries, the offense is a problem, way more than the defense. With everybody healthy, then I would probably worry a little bit more about the defense than the offense, but it could go either way. They'd be pretty similar to me. But this whole thing with Bakhtiari is totally created, 110% created by Bakhtiari and the head coach. It's the easiest thing to resolve, and that's all, for whatever reason, they didn't do it. And so when something's easy and smart people, of which LaFleur and Bakhtiari are, then, you know, I'm still confused about LaFleur being upset about the questions about artificial turf. But joining us now is Jason Wilde. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hello, Steve. How are you, Goat?
I'm fine. I'm still wondering about the entire Bakhtiari thing. He said I'm hurt. That's why I didn't play. That should have solved it. But
so, all right. But it doesn't, right? And then why? It's kind of like Justin Fields today having a second press conference after he said he's been playing robotic because of the coaches, right? It's not like if you say it later, you've had multiple opportunities, and you're also the king of Twitter. You didn't choose to go to and look. I would much rather you talk to us than go to Twitter, so I'm not complaining. But if it just it doesn't, it's not that convincing to me. That's the issue that I have, is that if you do it,
it is not convincing to you that artificial turf didn't play a factor?
Right. And I did not. So the way the locker room played out today was that David was already speaking when we got done with LaFleur. And then Jordan Love went right away. And so there was a huge group around David. And so I was like, somebody's got to go to Jordan Love and ask him questions. And so it was me and a few others. And so I did not go to David. I read the entire transcript that Rob Domofsky and a couple of my colleagues provided for our little group. And look, there's no doubt that if your knee was already bothering you, didn't come back from the Chicago game well, and you could not have played regardless of surface, sure, that's distinctly possible. The problem is, if you just say that right away, and the head coach is clear on it right away, and there's not a, like, there's still this discrepancy from the timeline perspective, because Rashid Walker said David told him on Saturday that he was going to start. And then David said they really didn't decide until Sunday whether or not he was going to sit out. So, again, I just, When there's an inconsistency of storytelling, it makes it hard to take everything at face value. I would prefer that he would say, look, my knee was bothering me. If we were playing on grass, I might have tried to play. It might not have been the right idea, but I know that playing on grass is not going to exacerbate my already existing knee problems. And so it was already bothering me. And if I didn't play, if I played on turf, I knew it was going to really, really, really bother me. And so we decided it was the smart call to not play. But if it had been a grass game, maybe I would have played. I guess my issue is the way this all was kind of framed from the start to the beginning to the end, I just don't feel like I can fully accept this as the 100% God's honest truth. Is that unreasonable to feel?
No, I think it's reasonable. When was the beginning in your time frame?
Well, look, he's not practicing at all. The beginning for me was Wednesday.
All right.
Where he was asked if he would be able to, if he would sit out a game on turf, and he said that that was an appropriate conversation to have.
Okay.
So if he was asked about that too today, like, well, when somebody tried to ask you, you know, you said it wasn't an appropriate conversation. Then he went into how I don't want my guys thinking that I won't play on turf. And again, I don't want to be overly dramatic here, because I personally, if I was advising him, what I would have simply said was, hey, whatever the truth is, let's tell it right away so we don't have to deal with this. And if the truth is that my knee hurts a hell of a lot more if I play on it on turf after I play on it on turf, and so we're going to try and manage my pain so I can play the maximum number of games, and that might mean sometimes I don't play on turf. Not because I don't want to be out there with my guys, but if I play on turf, I could miss the next two games on grass or the next three games. It just responds so poorly. And he likes to swear, so he could have mixed some expletives in there. But again, I know the guys in Atlanta tried to talk to him after the game, and he was not available. So it's just when you leave this kind of vacuum of information, and then then you're mad that the media ran with this narrative. Well, okay, but in the absence of information, people are asking questions, and your head coach did not do anything to tamp down those questions. Like, if it was as simple as his knee was bothering him, then why did LaFleur get so mad again on Monday when it came up? And why was his answer when I asked him point blank, so you're telling me if the game was at Lambeau, would he have played or not? And he said, I don't believe so. That's not the same as no. He definitely was not going to be able to play on Sunday because his knee was that problematic. Like, again, in the grand scheme of things, you know, especially compared to everything that's going on at Hallis Hall with the Bears, this is small potatoes. And, you know, the other problem is, like, what's the timeline going to be for him now this week when they have another game on Thursday? Like, is he going to be able to bounce back and play twice in 1 week? If he couldn't play with a full week after playing the Bears, regardless of surface, right? If we're taking the artificial turf out of the equation,
I don't think he's going to play both of the next two games. Thursday.
Right, and that's point is that if you are honest and forthcoming about just how problematic his knee is from the very beginning, then you set the expectation of, hey, there's going to be games that I'm not going to be able to play. I'm not going to suffer, even if I don't suffer like another injury to the knee, the way the knee responds sometimes is going to prevent me from playing consecutive weeks. If you do that from the jump, we're not where we were the last 3 days, and I'm not still wondering. Because the way expectations had been set, and we were making jokes about, you know, the Chad Clifton, the big Lamborghini program and everything else, the way expectations had been set was they have figured out a practice schedule that has him practice a minimal amount, and it'll allow him to play in games. And he played in one game, and then by the next week he wasn't able to play. And, I would be willing to guess that David's agent had a conversation with Adam Schefter, and that was why Adam Schefter called it preposterous on Jen Game and Chewy this morning, that he wouldn't have played because of the turf. I definitely am 100% sure that he did not play, not because he was protesting turf games. I don't think it's that. And I just wonder if he, and I know he doesn't care what the fans' reaction is, but I would love to know if he feels like being honest and saying, look, my knee is going to be jacked up for the rest of my NFL career. I don't know how many games I'm going to be able to play each week or each season. I don't know how many times I'm going to be able to play back-to-backs, but I'm going to try and figure out a way to play the most games I can And sometimes that might mean not playing in a turf game. And sometimes that might mean not playing on a Thursday night. Or if I play on Monday night, you know, having my reps limited the following Sunday, and I share time with Rashid Walker, so I'm not playing 70 snaps. Whatever it is, none of this was ever brought up as possibilities. It was, we figured out, I think we've got a pretty good handle on what his practice schedule needs to be to give him the best chance of being available every week. That's how it was presented. And then the second week out of the shoot, he's not playing. And it happens to be a game on turf. I wish they would have started Bears and then Saints at home. I would have loved to have seen last Sunday's game be at Lambeau.
Yeah, but Jason, all this could have been resolved by the head coach. All the head coach had to do was say what you just said after the game. That's all.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's over.
And I'm not right, but I'm not entirely sure. Like one thing that Matt LaFleur is not comfortable doing is lying. And so should he have, if it would have required not telling the truth, should he have not told the truth?
Yeah, I think he's lied to defend his players many times in the past in terms of what he tells about his assessment of their talent and how good they are.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think
the same as not telling the truth.
I would agree with that.
He circumvented the truth here.
But he definitely
He doesn't have to tell the truth. David Bakhtiari didn't play because he's hurt. Okay. And well, what about the artificial turf? He's hurt. We are just as you had suggested. We realize we're going to have to deal with this on a week to week basis. We hoped our plan would work, but now it might be every week. We're not sure if David Bakhtiari is going to play, and we still are going to continue the plan that we think allows him on the field the most weeks there is. Then it's over. He doesn't have to lie about artificial turf. He doesn't have to address it. This is bigger than artificial turf, right? We agree on that?
So my question is, was the fact that the game was on turf absolutely, positively zero factor in him not playing? And I don't know if he got asked that. And again, we had a lovely conversation with Jordan Love. But that, if I was asking him a question, that would be it. Was the fact that the game was on turf, did it have zero to do with you not playing? Again.
You're asking Bakhtiari. He'd say yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said today?
I don't know. I don't remember if that question was.
Yeah, but I mean, why wouldn't LaFleur say the same? I think that LaFleur thought he was going to play.
Right, which then goes back to the timeline thing.
Yeah. All right. Anything else that we need to know?
Other than trying to crack this code. Yeah, Christian Watson did some individual drill work, so this is progress. I think that's encouraging that there's a good chance that he'll
Aaron Jones.
On a limited basis. Aaron Jones didn't do anything. He stretched. So that's still up in the air. But
Jenkins is likely out for limited minimum 2 weeks. Would that be?
Yeah, I don't think he's out for four. Because otherwise, the way I phrased
on the
question to LaFleur was, would you put him on IR? You didn't put him on IR. Is that a sign that you're thinking it's less than four games? And he basically said yes. So we'll see.
At this point, in the past, it's happened. Was LaFleur in a better mood today?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, again, I mean, no one asked LaFleur any questions about Bakhtiari.
Oh.
So that might have contributed to him being in a better mood.
All right. Thanks, Jason. I know you got to run.
All right. All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
This is the Homer Hour. Next stop, TVV, Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports. And then we have Rain Man. But TVV is next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
Grounded. Back in. backing up right now along southbound 41, starting at Appleton Avenue down past Capitol Drive. Northbound's heavy from about Blue Mound Road up to Swan Boulevard. Westbound 94, hitting the brakes from about 20th Street all the way through the stadium interchange to about Mitchell Boulevard. The eastbound side slowing down from 76th Street through the stadium. And southbound 43, lots of company there. Silver Spring all the way down past Fond du Lac Avenue. Start slowing down again once you get over the high-rise bridge onto 4394 southbound in pockets, heading down towards Oklahoma. Traffic is brought to you by the Neal Group. They know how to minimize your taxes to keep more money in your pocket. Visit nealgroup.net. That's NEALgroup.net. And check the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little bit muggy with a low of 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, slight chance for showers later on, a high of 78. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Malazaga on 94.5 ESPN.
Looking for a totally rad flavor adventure, bro chachos? Look no further than Surfer Boy Pizza as seen in Stranger Things. Each mouthwatering variety contains rich tomato sauce, delicious mozzarella cheese, and a gnarly range of toppings. The crust is crispy on the outside and airy on the inside. You'll think it was hand-tossed by the Surfer Boy Pizza dudes themselves. Look for it in the freezer aisle at your local store and buckle up your taste buds with Surfer Boy Pizza.
Announcing the former All-Star Buick GMC is now the all-new Cunis Buick GMC of Oak Creek. And the former John Paul's Buick GMC is now the all-new Cunis Buick GMC of Greenfield, Milwaukee's Buick GMC headquarters. Greg Cunis was recently named Time Magazine's Wisconsin Automotive Dealer of the Year. Plus, Cunis dealerships have been awarded top 100 best in the U.S. by the Automotive News the past 9 years. Our mission is to bring the Cunis Auto Group's unequaled customer satisfaction and service to our friends in the greater Milwaukee area. Cunis Milwaukee Buick GMC stores have the area's largest pre-owned car, truck and SUV inventory with over 3,000 vehicles available on lot or online and always at a price and payment you can afford. And all new and pre-owned Cunis vehicles come with our exclusive no-fear lifetime warranty coverage at no extra charge. So buy like a champion at the all-new Cunis Buick GMC of Oak Creek, 7020 South 27th Street, or Cunis Buick GMC of Greenfield, 3615 South 108th Street. Milwaukee's Buick GMC headquarters.
They say seeing is believing, and when you see what's inside at American Place Casino, you better believe you're gonna love it. Because when it comes to amazing gaming, we're a real game changer. With the most exciting of table games like blackjack, craps, and roulette, the newest slots, a sportsbook, restaurants, bars, and more. So if you're ready for excitement, we'll see you soon. American Place Casino, change the game.
Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Woo! I am thirsty today. Definitely gonna need a cold one. Ah, there's the one. Going with Blake's Hard Cider again this week and checking back with our guy, Sean Gerber. Sean's here to tell us all about the Blake's products you have to be drinking this fall.
You'll find Sorta Pop out there, which is an NA product that has a little bit more flavor than seltzer. You're going to be able to find another Imperial Cider or 8% cider from us called American Berry. You'll be able to find the original, which is a classic hard apple cider. You'll also be able to find Jam Session, which is a low-calorie, low-sugar version of our very popular Triple Jam Cider. We're bringing back some classic seasonals like our caramel apple and our apple lantern. Then we're going to do what we're calling a Legends of the Fall pack, and that's going to have different ciders from different portions of Blake's history.
Thanks again to Sean for joining me and keeping us up to date on what Blake's has going on. Now that the seasons are changing, you know there's only one thing to do. Keep that fridge stocked.
You're listening to the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Tim Van Foran, Fox 6 Sports, on assignment coming up shortly, and then we will have Rain Man. American Place Casino, located in Lake County, Illinois, a half hour south of Franklin. I think it's actually 25 minutes, but I'll say half hour. That's right. American Place Casino, a half hour south of Franklin. That's what you need to know. Did I tell you? American Place Casino, a half hour south of Franklin. They have the table games like blackjack, craps, and roulette, the newest slot machines, and they are working on a sports book to be opening soon. But this is what you need to know. American Place Casino, Lake County, Illinois, a half hour, I say 25 minutes, south of Franklin. You also want to head to AmericanPlace.com for the latest promotions and events every month. American Place Casino, did I tell you? 25 minutes to a half hour south of Franklin. TVV, Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports. Still on assignment, Mad Max?
Yep, we're trying to get a hold of him.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break so that we can get caller number five. Caller number five so we can do Rain Man. We will do Rain Man, and then we will have TVV, because certainly want to hear what he has to say regarding David Bakhtiari. Thanks to Jason Willey for all the information. Yes, it seems incredibly complicated. Doesn't have to be complicated. Excuse me, Mad Max?
We got TVV.
We have TVV. All right, hit the intro for TVV. Let's do it.
The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 sports director Tim Van Voren on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports. I always want to hear from him. But now with David Bakhtiari. Bakhtiari Gate, or I don't know what the name, if you've come up with something regarding David Bakhtiari, injury, artificial turf. TVV, take it away with whatever you think is the most important statement to make regarding David Bakhtiari. Artificial turf, injury.
Surf and turf or something? I don't know where you want to go with it, Homer. Interesting. You know, I was one of my reports up here for Fox 6 today. It's kind of like so much drama elsewhere in the NFC North division after only two games, but not really in Green Bay. Everything's pretty smooth other than giving away a double-digit lead, with the exception of David Bakhtiari. And, you know, I get the feeling maybe that's the way it's going to be this year. He's the provocateur now on this roster. He's the kind of the must-talk-to Wednesday guy. And, of course, what happens Sunday lends itself to ample speculation. I think a lot of your listeners probably know, just to summarize, he didn't play the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on artificial turf days after criticizing the NFL's reliance on artificial turf, which was days after his friend Aaron Rodgers was injured on artificial turf, and his brother had posted on social media, you know, criticism of the NFL and artificial turf. So, you know, it's natural that there would be speculation that it was some sort of silent protest or just a gesture by Bakhtiari not wanting to play there. He, take him at his word today, was very direct in saying he wants to play football. It's not that at all. If he had the opportunity, he would probably try doing that, he said. You know, look, I'm that kind of guy, but it was about the injury alone. You have to take him at his word, Homer, I believe.
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, I will. I do, but I don't have to. That's where I'd ask you. What's your history? You've been around David Bakhtiari long. What's your history and observation of David Bakhtiari to make you have a feeling about what's been going on?
I don't know that I have a feeling about what's going on. As I say, I take him at his word because in my dealings with him, he's been a straight shooter. You know, I would say if you're a professional athlete, you really can't have any justification for why you would. You know, you can't say, yeah, I didn't play because I'm mad about artificial. I mean, you just can't say that in any sport. You can't. You can't say that in basketball, baseball, football, whatever. So I take him at his word. I don't think that it's closed in everybody's mind, but I take him at his word for what he had to say at his locker today. He was expansive about the subject. He understands why it's news. Matt LaFleur, I thought, whether this is related or not, Homer, Matt LaFleur left the locker room in Atlanta Sunday, walked past my post game hallway position on our Fox 6, you know, special edition of the newscast, which followed the game, as abruptly, as focused, as determined, as I'd say agitated as I've ever seen him leave a locker room in the 4+ seasons he's been going to road games with the Packers.
Yeah, he was still mad on Monday.
still mad on Monday, but I mean, yeah. But I think it's maybe the Bakhtiari situation. You know, what's he going to say in the answer there? I think mad at himself. I think mad at a missed opportunity for the team. I think a lot of things. But I, you know, that will stand out to me in the manner in which he left that locker room earlier than usual, by himself, inconsolable. Things that, you know, an NFL head coach who's been through it many times before usually isn't displaying after a game.
Yeah. And that's why everybody wants to ask you, like, why was he that way? For example, I'll never understand when people ask after the game why he didn't say, Bakhtiari has a bad knee. We worry about his availability every game. He was hurt and couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
How easy is that? And
yeah,
instead,
he gets
all snippy about this stuff when he didn't even have to deal with. Well, what about, artificial turf? He's got a bad knee. There are going to be games he can't play. Do you think anything had to do with artificial turf? He's got a bad knee. No, he's got a bad knee.
Mm-hmm.
How,
the
TVV, you've been covering this thing for a long time. Explain. Now, even if it's a lie, okay, even if there's the possibility that some of the reason he didn't want to play was because artificial turf, but that would be based, I believe, on what he thinks is the best approach week to week to play the most games possible for the Packers. You want to
join
that club?
Bakhtiari or Bakhtiari,
yes,
in concert,
Bakhtiari,
with the medical staff for the team?
Bakhtiari.
You know, I don't really know exactly who makes the call. That's what adds to the murkiness of this. Who makes the call? Is it Bakhtiari?
Bakhtiari does. That's what I assume. I assume,
well,
Bakhtiari does every week. Yeah.
Is it completely? I mean, that's your assumption. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Is it in conjunction with the Packers medical staff? Is it simply, David, can you play or not? Is that what you're saying? It's that simple? David, can you play or not?
Well, maybe if you're willing, TV, if you're willing to have a guy on who they're willing to never practice, right?
Yeah, hasn't practiced in the regular season.
Right. Doesn't that tell you? That they have faith in him and that they believe he's going to play? Otherwise, they would have traded him, or they wouldn't put up with this. They wouldn't have such a plan, right?
Okay.
I've never heard of a plan before. Have you ever heard of a plan? What?
But then who decided on Sunday morning in Atlanta that he can't play? David Bakhtiari gets up and says, I don't have, don't have it in the knee today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then Ben LaFleur on game day hasn't probably spoken with David Bakhtiari. He's got a million other things to do as a head coach of an NFL football team. He hasn't spoken to him. So then when he's asked after the game, you know, he could answer, I agree with you, it would be the close the issue answer. He has a knee injury. But maybe LaFleur's not even sure. Maybe LaFleur doesn't know what he's – he hasn't spoken with Bakhtiari. He doesn't want to put words in the guy's mouth.
Fine. If he hasn't spoken with him, I'm still going to say that. And then if it turns out I'm wrong, I go, well, I just assumed it was a knee.
Okay. I mean,
everybody's going to accept that.
I don't think LaFleur is a willing liar. I'll say that. And I would say that, you know, it may be a situation where – he didn't want to put words in Bakhtiari's mouth. He didn't know the answer. He took this tack. Once you take this tack, you can't back off it. I'm going to guess if that's what happened, he would handle it differently in the future. Or maybe there is more to it. I mean, that's what opens the door to all this stuff. And when you have Bakhtiari's brother on social media fanning the flames of anti-artificial turf, or, you know, at least leaving it open to interpretation that's what he's doing, you know, that's 2023. I mean, that's like football coaches who want to control everything. You can't control everything in 2023. And I think that's part of the general frustration for LaFleur or any of these other people in that situation.
Yeah, but they, unless LaFleur didn't want him, I don't know what they knew about their brother, but they know what Bakhtiari is like, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you wanted him back. You decided to have him back.
Absolutely, and in week one, he played well and even rushed onto the field to celebrate Packers' successes. So he seemed sprightly a week earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be one of those, we need a little time now to view this in the prism of going backward. Right now, certainly Sunday night, Monday, lot of speculation, rampant speculation. Bakhtiari addresses it today, which is the normal course for Bakhtiari. He doesn't speak as an injured player, as an inactive player. You don't speak after the game. I saw him coming by me in the hallway. I'm not going to go approach him. You don't. That's protocol. You don't talk to players who are injured. The guy goes in the concussion protocol the week before. Quay Walker, he had, I know how many tackles he played the game. Well, by the end of the game, he's in concussion protocol. That's off limits. You don't go talk to him. So Bakhtiari doesn't talk on Sunday night. He's not available in the locker room Monday, which is standard procedure for him. And then he addresses it the first time there's locker room availability after that, which is today. And he was expansive at his locker about it, and he was consistent in his message.
Right. But that doesn't address LaFleur and how nuts he's been going back to Sunday night.
I think there's a lot there to LaFleur. I think that the Bakhtiari issue is part of it, no question. I think he was put in a situation where, you know, he didn't know or didn't feel comfortable saying what he did know, and he's put on the spot. And I guess, you know what, some coach, Bill Parcells or somebody else, will take that as a Bill Belichick, take that as a challenge and, like, try to stare down the media and win over the situation, even if you know what the answer is. LaFleur doesn't like that. LaFleur does. He's not about that. Why would I even have to be answering these questions? I don't like that. If you watch LaFleur, that's not his thing. He's not comfortable with it, and he gets kind of grumpy about it. And then you throw in the way the game went. You lost the lead. You lost to a head coach who he used to work with in Tennessee. You lost in Atlanta where he used to work. You lost by a point when there were situations in the game where maybe you could have, just scored three more points or whatever you might want to say. There's a lot of reasons for Matt LaFleur to be irritable after that game, carried on into Monday.
Okay. Bakhtiari going to play this? I don't think there's any way he plays both of the next two games, but
and that's following game after that is after a rest. It's a Monday night game, but that's at Las Vegas on turf. Closest to Bakhtiari's hometown. I mean, so if he doesn't play two games here, which I think it would not be a surprise based on the knee situation alone, even though it's natural grass, two games in 5 days, then what happens with that turf game on a Monday night at Las Vegas? Monday night game, national game.
All right. But you want my answer? I don't know. He's got enough time. I look at it like, how many games is he going to play the rest of the season? I think he's going to play most of them. So I don't. They have 15 games left. TVV, last question. How many games will Bakhtiari play in the remaining 15?
Nine.
All right. I got 12.
Okay.
And why do you have nine? Just because he's hurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, he hasn't practiced at all since training
right.
camp. So, I mean, there has to be something going on there, and that's not going to heal itself, I don't think, during the course of an NFL season.
Got it. Now I got to run. DVV, thanks.
Okay, Homer, have a nice one.
Rayman, caller 5, 1-800-990-3776. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on 94.5 ESPN. It's the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN. The sports trivia competition, not for the weak of heart, not for the everyday man. This is Rain Man.
That's correct, Rain Man. It lives. 15 questions in 2 minutes. We have great sponsors. Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service, and doing it great for over 50 years. That's how they can be as good as they are. They were good the first year. Imagine how good they are now after more than 50 years. 262-783, Roger Maris, 6161. And Cousin Subs, our contestant, Chef Ed. Man, he is great at getting in. I don't know what his tricks are. He should put that up on Twitter or something. Automatically wins a $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. And should he win our competition, which goes until the end of the year, he would win a year's supply of Cousin Subs. Chef Ed, good afternoon.
What up, home slice?
I don't know. This David Bakhtiari thing is confusing to me, though.
I agree.
Should be pretty simple.
No time for... Yeah, Homer, I'd love to talk, but no time for chit-chat, my friend. We only got a few minutes here.
That's right. The first question is the Big Papa Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. Are you ready to go, Chef Ed?
Ready to go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. How many NBA titles for Dwayne Wade?
2.
Incorrect. How old is Jordan Love?
24.
Correct. What NFL team has the best record at home since 2019?
Green Bay Packers?
Correct. Aaron Jones has played in 43 home games. He has scored how many touchdowns? 15, 25, or 35?
25.
Incorrect. Name a Packer with 30 or more touchdowns at home in his first 6 seasons.
Jimmy Taylor?
That is correct. Name a second Packer with 30 or more touchdowns at home in his first 6 seasons.
Paul Hornung.
Incorrect. Who's the head coach of New Orleans?
Pass.
He should be in the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame, still the all-time leader in sacks with 58.
Pass.
He holds the UW record, 11 interceptions in one season.
No, I don't know. Pass, Homer.
He holds the Wisconsin record, 1,347 yards returning punts. Career.
You said a Packer record?
No, Wisconsin.
I'm on a bad pass.
His football jersey, number 88, retired by Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin.
Al Toon?
Incorrect. Name a Wisconsin person put in the College Football Hall of Fame since 2010.
Barry Alvarez.
That's correct. Name a second Wisconsin person put in the College Football Hall of Fame since 2010. Keep going.
Ron Dane.
Correct. Name the father and son to both hit exactly 319 home runs.
Princeton and Cecil Fielder.
Correct. How many home runs did Albert Pujols hit?
695.
Incorrect. I know the timer was up, but I thought I'd let you get it because it really doesn't matter. 3. I got 6. Mad Max, what do you have?
I'm giving him the last 6. 3.
Man, all right. Here we go. How much time do we have left to help out Chef Ed, the correct
answer? Not much.
We got, all right, make them quick. How many NBA titles for Dwayne Wade? Tell him, Mad Max.
3.
3. Aaron Jones has played in 43 home games. He has 35 touchdowns, so he's got 30 or more. Aaron Jones, Antonio Freeman, Amon Green, and Jim Taylor. Those are the 4. Head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Dennis Allen. He should be in the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame, the all-time sack leader with 58. Mad Max, you know who that is? I've said it 100 times on the show.
I do not know.
Tarik Salah. He holds the Wisconsin record of 11 interceptions in a season. Take a guess. Jim Leonard. He holds the Wisconsin record, 1,347 yards returning punts. Tried Leonard again. Correct again. Pat Richter is number 88. The 4 player, 4 people in the College Football Hall of Fame since 2010. Barry Alvarez, Ron Dane, Tim Crumright, and Joe Thomas. And you got the rest. Sorry, Chef Ed, you're not at the top of the list, but you do get the $25 gift card from Cousin Subs.
I'll be back next Wednesday, Homer. You know me, my friend. Have a good one.
Well, you're the best at getting through. I don't know how you do it. I think you cheat, but I can't prove it. Thanks, Chef Ed. I think we should have closing music, sir. Correct, Mad Max? Yes. Dr. Duke Tomato. Listen to these words. The world would be a better place if people listened to the good doctor. Next.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right.
Here in Wisconsin, a good old-fashioned is an important way of life, and that